We head now up to our friend in Mount Vernon. What'd you think of that? That was just for you, Jeff Rex. Did you like that intro there?
Oh, it was excellent. Best ever.
How'd it go up there tonight?
Oh, we had a pretty good game through a half up here. We, you know, and of course, having a great season so far, ranked sixth in the state, top of the Northwest Conference 2A, 5-0, coming into tonight, taking on kind of a middle-of-the-road Blaine team, 6-6 coming in overall, 2-3 in league games. And boy, Blaine came out playing really tough ball. It was throwback night in the old gym at Blaine that's next to their new gym. They still got it operating, and they had the throwback jerseys, and they were playing hard. I had a really great first half from Shaq Woods, who really kept them in it. Blaine hung in there within four after a quarter, 22-18. I thought just in the second quarter when Anacortes was going to make a run, Blaine came right back, 37-33 at the break. But the third quarter was Blaine's undoing. Anacortes, along with David Rodriguez, went on a roll, 57-40 after three. Blaine had a decent fourth quarter. 74-59 was your final tonight, but Anacortes looks terrific. David Rodriguez, our big performer up here, 26 points for Anacortes. Jacob Self chipped in double digits. He had 10 points, 11 for Jesse Teltner. Just a great overall effort for the Seahawks tonight to improve to 10-4 overall and 6-0 in league games.
You got a feeling, how Anacortes could stack up against the state's best? I know you have Squalicum up there, so you have Linden up there as well. I mean, three teams in the top six in the state, right up there in that league. So they're going to get their share of tests here, between now and the end of the year.
Oh yeah, and next Friday night, speaking of a test, a smaller, quicker Squalicum team will have that game next Friday night.
Nice.
At Anacortes. So that's going to be one of the big tests. Anacortes has some young guards; they're playing great tonight. They were more led by the big guy, David Rodriguez inside. The guards didn't quite have their best shooting night, but they didn't need it with Rodriguez having a great night. But they'll need it against Squalicum next Friday night. That's going to be huge. They beat Linden a couple of weeks ago, but Linden was without Noah King, their point guard, then, and he's back and playing great basketball. So, you know, I think they're right there. They got good size, which matches up with Linden, some good young guards, which, you know, works with Squalicum. I think they're right there. It's those three for sure. They take four to districts if Shorecrest finishes anywhere above the bottom down in the Wesco, which it looks like they're going to. So we'll get four teams to districts from the Northwest Conference, and three of them right there are Dynamite, Anacortes, Squalicum, and Linden.
Any other scores from tonight up there?
Yes, we do have some other scores tonight. Speaking of Squalicum, they beat up on 1A Nooksack Valley 76-60, and it was Linden Christian, the top team, and they're undefeated up here, and they're beating up on some of the 2A schools. They beat 1A Meridian tonight 78-37. Then in girls' hoops, highly touted Linden defeated Central Woolley 46-27, and Burlington Edison bounced back. It was a 2A number one versus a 1A number one earlier in the week, and Burlington Edison actually lost to Linden Christian, the 1A number one, but they bounced back against a good Mount Baker team tonight, and the girls defeated Baker 63-53.
Great stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Thanks, man.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
You bet. Jeff Rex joining us here.